From Quality Radio Productions, it's The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the program with the Keith Jarrett Trio. Keith Jarrett on piano, Gary Peacock on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. From their 1991 ECM album, Bye Bye Blackbird. It's a tribute album paying homage to Miles Davis. These sessions were recorded 15 days after the legendary trumpet player's passing. And the music is not only a fitting tribute to Miles, but so too are the liner notes in this CD, referring to the trumpeter as a transformer, a magnetic field, often working with only a few notes, but in those few notes, so much was said. It's a combination of trio originals as well as some standards that were synonymous with Miles Davis, including this one, the title track, Bye Bye Blackbird. Thank you.
ask me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. And the world discovers as my book ends how to make two lovers friends. The simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. And the world discovers as my book ends how to make two lovers friends. Yo.
Thank you.
We just listened to two selections from the compilation Jazz Moods, Jazz at Day's End, part of the extensive series of compilations released by the Concord Music Group under the Jazz Moods series. That last track from Scott Hamilton on tenor sax and a quartet co-led by organist Mike LaDon, with Dennis Irwin on bass and Chuck Riggs on drums, the Duke Ellington piece, Jump for Joy, Dennis Rowland on vocals before that, originally from his album Now Dig This, another tribute album to Miles Davis, with both Sal Marquez and Wallace Roney on trumpets, Joe Sample on piano, Chuck Berghofer on bass, and Greg Fields on drums. We heard I Could Write a Book, and the Keith Jarrett Trio getting things underway with the title track from Bye Bye Blackbird. We'll open this set of the Jazz Scene with Joe Locke on vibes from his album Inner Space, released on the Danish Steeplechase label, and he's joined here by the likes of Mark Soskin on piano, Harvey Swartz on bass, and Tim Horner on drums. This is another piece from the Great American Songbook, Fly Me to the Moon. Thank you.
Your heart from sight, lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be. And it happened to me. An eye
Earlier in the show, we played a rendition of I Could Write a Book, as sung by Dennis Rowland. We just heard a track from an album titled I Could Write a Book, and that album does include a fine rendition of that standard, instrumentally, from the George Coleman Quartet, George Coleman on sax, Harold Mayburn on piano, Jamil Nasser on bass, and Billy Higgins drums. We heard Lover. The vocal in the set came from Kristen Porter, a singer based in the New York City area. She cites both Bebel and Astru Gilberto and Peggy Lee among some of her key influences. From her debut release, a five-song EP entitled By the Light of the Moon, we heard It Could Happen to You. And another jazz standard getting the set underway, Fly Me to the Moon, as played by Joe Locke on Vibes, leading his quartet from the album Inner Space. You are listening to The Jazz Scene from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. It's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our website is qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We're here with our final set of music for the hour, and we'll begin the set with flautist Ali Ryerson and the Jazz Flute Big Band. If you can imagine, a big band with 19 members, 16 of which are flute players. The other three are members of the rhythm section, Mark Levine on piano, Rufus Reed bass, and Akira Tana on drums. All of the other players are well-versed in the artistry of jazz flute. We'll hear a track from their album, The Game Changer. This piece will feature a solo from Paul Lieberman. It's the Clifford Brown classic, Dawood.
Now I'm alone with you. And I am all so blue. He has tossed us aside, and like you, gardenia, once I was near his heart. After the teardrops start, where are teardrops to hide? I lived for an hour. What more can I tell? Love bloomed like a flower, then the petals fell. Blue gardenia, thrown to a passing breeze, but pressed, yes, they're pressed in my book of memories. Love bloomed like a flower, and then the petals fell. Blue gardenia, thrown to a passing breeze, but pressed in my book of memories, but pressed in my book of memories.
From May 8, 1947, the Charlie Parker Quintet, sessions recorded for Savoy in New York City. That was Donna Lee. Charlie Parker, of course, on alto sax, a 20-year-old, Miles Davis on trumpet, Bud Powell piano, Tommy Potter bass, and Max Roach on the drums. From a 3-CD set, Charlie Parker, the complete Savoy and Dial Master Takes, featuring all of the 78 RPM masters which were issued to the public back in the late 40s, but not including any of the alternate takes that were cut during those Dial and Savoy sessions. But there are other Charlie Parker compilations featuring the complete masters and alternates for the ultimate Bird fan out there. Also in that set from 1954, Dinah Washington, and probably her most famous piece, her rendition of Blue Gardenia. It was used in the soundtrack for The Bridges of Madison County. It originally appeared on the LP For Those in Love from 1955. She's backed by the Quincy Jones Octet, Quincy Jones arranger-conductor, two sax players, Paul Kinichet tenor, Cecil Payne baritone, Wynton Kelly on piano, Clark Terry trumpet, Jimmy Cleveland trombone, Barry Galbraith guitar, Keeter Betts bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. We took it from the compilation Blue Gardenia, Songs of Love, featuring some of Dinah Washington's best-known pieces, including What a Difference a Day Made and Teach Me Tonight. And the set began with Allie Ryerson and the Jazz Flute Big Band, the opening track from their album The Game Changer. It was Daoud. And that concludes this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. I look forward to being with you again soon. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.